Welcome back. You're watching Hope Channel, and this is Hope at Home. Right now, we're going to talk about the body and the mind. We all realize we have a body, and if you're listening to me, you hopefully realize you have a mind. We're going to be talking to Dr. Eric Shadle from Denver. He is from the Centura Health Group. And Dr. Eric Shadle, welcome to Hope at Home.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. Let's talk about the intersection between mental health and physical health. Are those related, and how related are those?
Well, they're very intricately related. Sometimes we don't realize how closely related they are, but let me just give a couple of quick examples. We know that mental health directly affects many functions of the body, such as heart rate, blood pressure, even the occurrence of diabetes. So if we have chronic anxiety or depression, that can actually have consequences on our physical health. So there's a interplay there. And of course, physical health will positively impact at least positively impact if we're positively doing things with our body to such as activity, eating right, those kind of things, then that helps our mental health.
A few weeks ago, we talked about CREATION, which is an acronym. We talked about rest, and we talked about some outlook and so on. Tell us more about that as a way to understand how what we do with our bodies and what we do with our minds are interrelated.
Sure. Well, let me just go over what that acronym means. It's the C in creation is choice, then there's rest, then there's environment, there's trust in God, there's interpersonal relationships, outlook, and nutrition. Each of those activities or health indicators are interrelated with the others. It's I would describe it like a web. So it's a network that comes together, and each letter impacts one, if not all, of the other letters. And so it's a complex interplay. You know, we are wondrously and marvelously created. And so our outlook will affect perhaps what I eat that day. What I eat can impact how well I can have activity and exercise. Rest impacts everything else. And so we see this web that's interconnected between each of these letters, which are indicators of health.
As we're talking, we are in the middle of a pandemic, this worldwide pandemic with COVID-19 and the coronavirus. And we are tired of talking about it. And yet here we are still at home, most of us. And communicators and doctors have been very busy. So people have been paying attention to their health. What are some of the key, most impactful ways that this pandemic has affected both mental health and physical health in this interplay between the two?
Well, I think that it has greatly affected our mental health. I mean, we have seen that in our communities where we've had a mental health crisis in this country in addressing that in our healthcare systems, but this pandemic has had a great effect on that. So we're seeing more anxiety, more depression, and all aspects of mental health have deteriorated for many Americans and people around the world. And so I would say that a couple of basic things that the creation life teaches us is that our interpersonal relationships and our trust in God, our relationship with God, are absolutely key to our overall health. And we've been seeing that in this pandemic.
One of the most powerful human emotions is fear. And
yes,
there's been a lot of fear through this. How has this impacted people in your experience as a medical doctor?
Well, I think that what happens is that as humans, we want to control our lives. We want to control outcomes. We want to control what is happening in our lives, and we like to think that we can predict things. The fact is, the pandemic has shown us that we're really not in control. And so if we can go back to those two fundamental aspects of health, which is relationships with people and relationship with God, we, especially a trust in God, will give us peace, because as Christians, we know that we don't control life, God does. And when we can trust in a loving God, that starts wiping out fear. And I would say some of the fears, that it's not just about the pandemic, but, you know, the everyday fears that we have. Am I good enough? Will people like me? All these fears of interpersonal relationships, will people still be here for me? These are fears that really drive us, and a trust in God can have, give us a peace that gets us through times that are tough like this.
Dr. Eric, some of our listeners don't know or haven't experienced this idea of trusting in God. What would you say to them? You're talking about the mental health and how important this relationship with God is. If they don't have that experience, what do they need to do to get started on this?
Yes, well, the first thing I would say is what we've already talked about, relationship with people. Find some people that have a trust in God and find out what that looks like, how it makes a difference in their lives. What are they doing? The other thing, other types of things we can do is whatever helps you get in touch with your inner being. We all know what that is. We all have those times where we just feel at peace, and start working on that. It could be music. It could be Christian music. It could be going out into nature. It could be connecting with old friends. But the other really important piece is that I challenge people, just give it a try. If you've never read the Bible, start reading the Bible. I'd go to maybe a book like the Gospel of John, mm-hmm. and just read that and give it a couple weeks. Every day. You don't have to read a lot. Maybe if you might want to read a chapter, you might want to read just a few verses, but do that every day and see what kind of change it makes. And I found that can really make a difference as we interact with other people, as we listen to music, as we do these other things that connect deep in our soul. That's as important as anything else.
And if you want to start this Bible study or reading the Bible, then you can just go to Google and type the book of John. Then you start reading. There are many websites that are very helpful in giving you the text. If you would like some help understanding what you are reading, perhaps you have a question, don't worry. Just write your question right here in this channel where you are watching this. Or just go to this Facebook page or YouTube channel, send us your question. We've got people that are ready to answer all of your biblical questions, because we really want to help you understand the Bible to find freedom, healing, and hope in Jesus. Now, during this pandemic, Dr. Eric, we've got a situation that people that had some addictions before, now that they are at home, those addictions have resurfaced and it's very difficult to get rid of them. And some people stay late and they don't sleep very well. Others have not eaten very well. At the beginning, I remember a lot of jokes on the internet that people went on to buy 2 weeks of food and they finished it in 48 hours. And so you have all of these things that are happening that absolutely change the way that we live, and they're struggling. What are some practical ways in which people can alleviate their fears and that will help with their mental health in this moment where they are where they're struggling?
I think the first thing is to get outside of ourselves and focus on others, focus on the positives that are in our lives. I would still stress, take a few minutes each day and read the Bible. As you say, even just find it on Google or wherever, whatever source you want to use. And find those positive people in your life. Just give them a call. I had a guy, I taught a class on this very topic on creation life. And I challenge everybody to have significant conversations in the next week. And I would let them define whatever that meant for them, a significant conversation. But it had to be more than just to say hi to somebody walking down the street. And then I told him, share those with us or the people at your table. They were organized in tables around 6 to 8 people at each table.
I remember when people used to do that. It was a very good time. Hopefully it will happen soon.
Yeah, so do I. And we're all wanting that to happen again, right? And so I asked for the stories that next week, anybody that was willing to share. And one guy stood up, 85 people in the room, and he said, when I heard you give us that challenge last week, I thought of my son, who I haven't talked to or seen in 23 years. And he said, I decided to contact him, but I didn't know where he lived. So I had to talk to his mother, my ex-wife, and he said, that was a significant conversation. And I got his phone number. I called him and we talked for over 2 hours. It's changed my life. So I would say sometimes we need to go out and reach out to some people, and it can be by the phone here in this pandemic, or by Zoom or whatever other method you have, FaceTime, and connect with people that maybe you haven't connected with before. Seek forgiveness. Sometimes there's things that we've done to people, and we need to make amends for that. And so that's one significant step. But I would say that really attending to rest, watching what your patterns are, limiting screen time before you go to bed so that you can get a good night's rest.
Let's talk a little bit more about the screens, because a lot of people have increased their time on screens, for work and for some alleviation from work. And they are glued to those things, especially children. Now that schools are ending and parents need to do their work, it becomes a natural childminder. Now, what is the impact of screens to our health? And then I want to move on to some physical exercise and the impact on that. But first, screens. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, screen time, and it depends. There's two aspects to it. It depends on what we're watching. Obviously, the content can either lift us up or take us down. So that's a major issue. So be careful of the content. Don't start binging on. It's not helpful to binge on shows that increase anxiety, that have content that is just tears down the human soul. But the other is the screen itself, especially late at night or long periods of time. It starts to activate the brain in ways that gets us hyped up more. And that hyped up means that if we have fear, it makes the fear worse. If we whatever aspect in life that we are struggling with, the screen can amplify that and make that worse. And that makes it more difficult for us to stay centered, for us to be able to have peace and enjoy life. And so what we think we're getting some positivity from this because we're wanting to look at that, it's actually doing the opposite.
So let's put the screens down and let's get outside and do some exercise. What impact will exercise have in our health, body and mind?
Yeah, so it renews the mind. We're out in nature. So walking, exercising that way, even if it's inside, is good. But being out in nature is even better because it activates the mind in a way that renews it. We are seeing, it's so different to see a beautiful mountain on a screen versus a beautiful mountain in person. Yeah. And, or just being on grass and letting your feet touch the grass, take your shoes and socks off, and being in touch with earth actually gives us an energy that is renewing, in addition to all the positives that walking, for example, can do for the body and to reduce blood pressure. But it just calms us, and that's a major impact.
We talk about mental health. We talked about physical health. We could talk about eating. We could talk about rest, any of the other parts of the acronym creation. But let's talk about spirituality. It seems here that mental health and physical health are incredibly important. They are connected. What is the relationship with spirituality, our spiritual health, if you will?
Yes, I think that we are spiritual beings. And in healthcare, we too often forget that. So mind, body, and spirit, the spiritual part of life, is as important as the mind and the body. In fact, I would say it's more important. You know, Jesus increased in Luke 2:52 in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So within that, we see that wisdom would be mental health. And then we, you know, the rest of it, we see that there's physical health. There's health with spirituality, with God, and social relationships with man. And so we need all of those things. And without bringing them together, we're not going to be healthy. Spirituality will give us peace. It will give us joy. It will give us love. Those are absolutely key pieces in life. I mean, just imagine life without love, joy, or peace. And these are the gifts of the spirit. And I would say those are indicators of health. They're indicators of spiritual health, which also drives physical health.
And we could talk about meaning, and we could talk about all of this. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about you, you know, in specifically, doctor, in your life, in your experience. Have you had one of these moments where everything clicked for you and you had this experience with God? Tell us.
Yeah, I would say one of the most significant experiences in my life, and I've had plenty of them, as we all have, but one that impacts this issue is when I had open heart surgery, and it was something that I needed to have done, and it was transforming to me because in the recovery, I realized how fragile life is, and how spirituality underpins everything. I've said to many people that it's maybe one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. It has brought me back to a deeper relationship with God and with man, people around me. But it's one that it's pretty extreme, so I don't wish it on anybody. I certainly don't want to have it again. But it is, when I went through that, I realized how close spirituality and physical health were linked.
And many of us
completely tied together.
And many of us have had an experience that is similar to this. If only we meditate on it and remember, would absolutely connect with what you're saying. Dr. Eric Schadl, thank you so much for joining us for Hope at Home in this important conversation about mental health and physical health. You're watching Hope at Home. And if you want to share this link with others so that other people can join it, hopetv.org/at home. Now we will move to a very important conversation. Next, after the break, don't go away because Dr. Ella Simmons and Whitney Phibbs will be talking about racism.